Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Gun violence in the overnight hours of the Laurelton section of Queens. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
The folks who live on 220th Street in Laurelton say shootings never happen here. It's always pretty quiet and peaceful. That is, until 1 o'clock in the morning when three men were shot. One of them critically injured. It happened as a house party was ending. The police told 1010 Winds that one of the victims is a DJ who was hired for the party. He told the police that as they were packing up their equipment, putting it in a van, someone opened fire. Kennedy Felder lives two doors away and said it's highly unusual.
I think it probably has something to do with somebody out of the community that came into the community. I don't think it was somebody from this community. That's the way I feel. I feel pretty safe, you know. I know everybody.
The police have yet to determine a motive. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Laurelton, Queens.
September is National Preparedness Month. New York City Emergency Management is kicking off the month with a Family Emergency Preparedness Day at the Staten Island Children's Museum. This is Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel.
Look, we live in a day and age that has a lot of emergencies, and keeping people safe really starts with preparedness.
The event runs until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Another wrong-way car accident to report, a fatal wrong-way car accident. Westchester County Police say they received several 911 calls around 5 this morning about a car traveling south in the northbound lanes of the Hutchinson River Parkway in Rybrook. The wrong-way car crashed with another car. Police say when they got there, the car that had been struck by the wrong-way driver was engulfed in flames, and that driver was dead. The wrong-way driver was hospitalized. Neither driver has been identified, and so far, no charges filed. Are you ready for some football? The Giants are opening their season today at home against Minnesota. At last word, they were trailing 14-3, second quarter. Jets open tomorrow night in San Francisco, and the fans are so optimistic.
I really am positive and honestly think the Giants could be in a good season, maybe 9, maybe 8-9 wins, and possibly get into the playoffs as a wild card.
So I've been in New York 11 years. I came in August 2011. So 12 years. Not one New York-based team has won anything since I've been here.
12 years? That's nothing. Let's talk 54 years. I'm just saying. On Long Island, tragedy at a pond in Holtsville.
It's hard to imagine a mother frantically trying to find her daughters. They were only 2 and 4 years old. The family lives in the Fairfield townhouses in Holtsville, which is Suffolk County. Behind the development is a pond. There was a 911 call, and Suffolk police and neighbors joined the search. And at 3:20 in the afternoon, the toddlers were found. They were pulled from the water. They weren't responding. The Brookhaven town supervisor said the 911 dispatchers instructed the callers on how to perform CPR. But it was too late. The children were taken to Stony Brook University Hospital, where they died. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A woman is under arrest on Long Island after allegedly crashing a stolen car into a marked police vehicle. Police say it happened last night in Ronkonkoma. A 2007 Toyota Corolla that was previously reported stolen was parked in Holbrook last night. The woman driving, who was in the car, started driving away and got on the Long Island Expressway westbound. She got off the highway and then got back on. And authorities say she eventually was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes. A patrol officer saw this, put on his lights and sirens, slowed down, and the Toyota crashed into the police car. Police say the driver, 41-year-old Nina Cahill of Holtsville, tried to run but was quickly apprehended and is now facing numerous charges. The NYPD is looking for the public's help in finding a suspect who damaged a combination Israeli-American flag. Police say it happened last Tuesday night at 8:15 on 8th Avenue between 19th and 20th Streets in Chelsea. Police say the suspect used a sharp object to damage the flag. It was at a business. The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating, and anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. 1-800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.